Big announcement earlier this hour. The Musers are going on the road with the Cowboys to London here in a couple of weeks. It will be the first ever truly international broadcast that any show has ever attempted on this station in the almost 21-year history of the Little Ticket. Monday through Friday, we'll be broadcasting from central London. We'll hang out with the Cowboys that week. We'll see some of the sights, and we will bring it all to you live Monday through Friday, our shows every day that week, beginning November 3rd from London with the Cowboys.
Yep.
What a blast that's going to be. Already getting a ton of feedback from P1s via Twitter and email. Everybody's excited about this, giving us lots of travel tips. Well, joining us now in studio, let's welcome an official London tour guide. This is Oliver, who says he's got some do's and don'ts for us when we go across the pond. Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Georgie.
That voice sounds familiar.
Hello.
This is an end around.
You remember me, don't you, Georgie?
No.
It's Oliver Royston Chanwick Nightingale Shrewsbury of Clarence House. I'm so excited that you and your non, George, are going to sail for the motherland in a fortnight's time, Georgie.
It's Craig, not non,
yeah,
George.
His name is Craig, and yeah, we're looking forward to it also.
I'm something of a Billy No-mate. I haven't any friends, Georgie, save for you.
Billy No-mates.
We were friends.
I'm very excited that my best friend Georgie is coming to see me. I've written you many letters.
You have? I don't think I've received them.
I hope you find your passage comfortable and you elude the pirates on the high seas, Georgie.
I don't think we're taking an old ship. I think we're flying.
When you make land, I'm going to be your tour guide in London.
Great.
I'll show you all the places where I blacked shoes for 2p a pair.
God.
And I'll show you all the tanneries I've worked in, and I'll show you the exact chimney I was sweeping when I contracted tuberculosis and black lung at the same time.
That's so sad.
That is sad.
Listen to that.
That's a fake call.
Child
he doesn't
like
have
cough.
Either one of those ailments.
Well, he might.
I don't think so.
I'll also show you where I used to ply my craft in the East End as an uphill gardener, Georgie. For a quid a shag to avoid McCrumbles.
I have no idea what he just said.
You won't even have to pay me for this service, sir.
Yeah?
I tell you, Governor, you would just kindly take me to a merchant who trades in confection and buy me a piece of trickle sweet goodness.
That's what he ultimately wants is candy.
Yeah.
I have one other request for you, Georgie.
What's that?
Now he's cross-dressing Terry
Oliver.
Jones.
After the expiration of your London holiday, prithee, sir, will you allow me the privilege of stealing me away in your onboard tote?
I don't think you'd fit.
So I can finally travel to the New World and live with you and your lovely Indian bride in the land of the Mayflower. And listen to the constant sounds of fracking.
What? You know, there was a Dunham on the Mayflower, by the way.
Wow.
However. I know that, Georgie! I'm from London!
That's right.
I won't be too much trouble. Can I live with you beyond the moat?
Don't have a moat and no.
In the dale where
no.
Your castle resides.
No.
I promise not to be a drain on your finances, Georgie.
Oh, that's nice.
I'll just forage in the meadows for me sustenance.
You can feed him. Don't make him do that.
I'll limit myself to eating all manner of grouse and shrubbery.
It's turning into mush mouth all of a sudden.
No, I don't think so.
Please, Georgie.
No.
He's crying.
Oh, no, listen, don't cry.
George, you made him cry.
No, that's a fake cough. It's a fake cry.
He's so pathetic. Will you take
yes,
him in?
Yes, he is pathetic, and
Georgie,
no, I'm not going to take him in.
Just put a bullet in me with your musket if your answer is no.
All right, hang on a second. Hold
no,
on.
Georgie, go! No, Georgie, I won't do that!
George, you didn't really have to do that.
Happened to him like 8 years ago when his name was Nigel.
Well, this is Oliver. Totally different.
Totally.
You shouldn't have shot him with your musket.
You're disturbing my dead body with your sport talk!
Your sport
no
talk.
No sin.
All right, we'll see you.
Hopefully he'll be okay by the time we get over there.
He's fine. Just a cap gun.